So we're going to continue on a little bit in terms of our discussion of some of the concerns about Kishuf and Shedim. So the Gemara says, Yada ausya darga lepachda, yada aputa darga leshinsa. So a person puts his hand on his nose, so there'll be some anxiety generated. A person puts their hand on their forehead. That's often a sign of coming sleep. It could be a soporific experience. Tana uchan umashkin tachas amita filu mechupin bekli barzel. Ruach ra shora aleihem. Tana rabbanon leyishta demayim lo belele reviyos lo belele shabbosos. As we've seen before, those are really like the nights that have been reserved for shedim. Vim shasa damo v'rosho mipnei sakana mai sakana ruach ra vim tzachi. But if a person's really thirsty, mai takante. So what should a person do in that situation? Lema, the Gemara says, Shiva kolo shamar David alamayim, v'adar nishti shenemar, kol Hashem alamayim, yel hakavod hirim, Hashem alamayim rabim, kol Hashem bekoach, kol Hashem badar, kol Hashem shover arzim, v'yishaber Hashem es arzi halvanon, kol Hashem chotzi lavos eish, kol Hashem yachal midbar, kol Hashem yichol al ayalos, v'yechasof yaros, v'yechalo, Kulo Omer Kavod Vilo Le Mahachi Lul Shafan Anigro this Alachash Anir Dipin Ben Kuchve Yasivna Ben Bli Shmini Azilna. I go amongst corpulent people. There's an inference to be made here to the Shedim, go after them, they make for a better lunch. Vilo Ika Yinish Bade Nisare, you should wake him up, Vilemale Planya Bar Palnasa. Tzchina maya v'hadar nishti v'ilo mekarkesh, you should make some noise. Nichtam achadzba v'hadar nishti v'ilo nishti b'midi v'hadar nishti, you should mix it with something else. Apparently the Ruach Ra only likes, pure H2O, but if you throw something else in there, this is also, Yaradeya, what we talk about in terms of maya megulin. So, if you mix something in, apparently, it loses that Ruach Ra status to it. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan Leishta Adamayim Lo Minan Neharos Velo Namin Agamim Balayla Vim Shasa Dam Avirosham Nei Sakana Mai Sakana Sakana Shavriri. Right, that's the targum from Hikum Basam Veirim. Again, we've seen Chilyon Neinayim referenced here many times. A vision. V'itzachi. Right, Chazal were particularly concerned about that. The Gemara Nedarim is an Iver Kemes. Mai Takante Ika Inish Badei Leimale Planya Bar Palnasa. Again, another Lachash Tzchina Maya. Vilo lema'i l'nafshe palna amrali imi izdaher mi shavriri shavriri biriri riri yari reads chinah maya v'chasi chivri. Apparently the the onomatopoeias here, the kind of the sound of these syllables apparently is something that shedim recoil from. V'afilu minatam choyso pshita, that should be obvious, right? What should get in the way of participating in the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? Lo nitzrach afilu Rav Akiva de'amar asei shavas chaschol ve'al titzdarech lebrios. So a person should always live within their means. Right, pshot neveilasa b'shuka ve'al tomer gaver rabba. And it's all part of that rubric, of a person living within their means. And it's better not to rely on tzedakos. So hachamishum persine nisa moda. That a person should try, if it's at all possible, to kaim shneim. Avol osu dvar muad besoch beso meininu amrav papa kasa daharsana. So dagim ketanim. There are different theories as to how exactly this fish was prepared, but that would be the oneg Shabbos. In other words, do something. If you look in the Rambam, this is exactly what the Rambam says in terms of oneg Shabbos and kavod Shabbos. Not everybody, needs to have. I have no idea whether this is a dated reference or still timely, but when I was a kid, the standard was an Armani suit was considered very fashionable. Whatever the current threads are, not everybody has to, be at the top of the sartorial food chain, as it were. But at the same time, to do something, the Chavod Shabbos and the Oneg Shabbos, even if it's a Davar Muad, Asei Shabbos Chachol, Ve'al Titzdarech Lebrios. Again, people should live within their means. This doesn't alleviate a Tzibor from constructing himself in such a way that, that we have a problem today. It can't be that we have a situation where the top 1% or half of 1% of people can live in an observant community, That's not acceptable. You can't say, oh, well, I say Shabbas Chachol, Valti Tzarech Labrios. You know, that's very unacceptable and, you know, unjust kind of a thing. And so we have a lot of work to do in terms of making things more equitable and accessible in that fashion. But Meidach Gisa, you know, a person, you know, has an individual responsibility. I say Shabbas Chachol, Valti Tzarech Labrios, even to compromise a little bit on Oneg Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, for the sake of, you know, not being a burden. So again, it really is a chovas ayachid and a chovas atzibor. People who engage this conversation always miss that point. People who say, you know, so leave Tinek, you know, what are you bothering us, you know? And then the other people, you know, who say, you know, nobody should be allowed to have a wedding of this size, or, and I'm talking about in pre-pandemic times and hopefully post-pandemic times, and nobody should be allowed to do this or that. And, like, you know, there should be a middle ground where people can do what they want to do. But in general, the community needs to be, you know, more accessible for people of, you know, different socioeconomic strata. That's just an obvious and balanced approach. So that sense of really being misgaber and working very, very hard, part of what we talked about a few minutes ago, the seriousness of Avodas Hashem. So that's what Rabbi Akiva was, you know, talking about, you know, that a person has to be willing to put in that extra effort for purposes of Shabbos and Yontif. Again, not everybody has to have the filet mignon or the Armani suit, but it has to be distinct from all the Yamim Habayim Lefanav, the Acharav. Yeah. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan Shiva Dvarim Tziva Rabbi Kiva as Rabbi Yeshua Beno, or it's Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha, right? They used to call Akiva the Kireach. Apparently that was a reference to some of the, you know, elements relating to you know, his hair loss. Bini, al teshe begova shalir v'tishna, people will bother you if you're in a public place. V'altidor be'ir sherasha tamidei chachamim. The import of that, the Rishonim explain, is that they're so involved in their learning, they don't take care of, you know, the plumbing and sanitation. V'altikanis abeischa pitom, kol shekin abeischa vercha. Right, this is a beautiful idea, but the Vayikra Rabbah, the Rashbam quotes, is V'nishma kolo b'vo'el kodesh, the Mi'il, if you don't go into the, you know, Kodesh, or the Kodesh, you know, without sort of acknowledging, announcing your presence, a person has to be Tzanua b'soch beso, im ishto, al tikanes debeischa piso, kol shekin debeischa vircha. The Halacha had an enormous amount of respect for the Rishos HaYachid, the integrity of the Rishos HaYachid. V'al timana min alim miraglecha, to wear shoes. Hashkim v'achol b'kayetz v'mnei acham v'chor b'nei atzina v'asei shabas chachol v'al titzarech l'brios. V'havi mishtad ilim adem sh'asham s'achek eslo. So Amar Papa lo l'mizvan minei v'lo l'izvun eilei, because, you know, he's going to win that deal. Elo l'mei avid shutfis b'adei v'hashtam r'b shmol bar yitzch v'adech siv ma'asei yodav b'rachda, this is about Eov, kolandotol pruta mi'ov mizbarech afilo l'mizvan minei. Right, remember the Chamisha Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva had at the end of his life, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemuel, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So the Rabbi Akiva was about to be put to death, you know, so Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai came to him. So Amar lo, Rabbi Lamdeni Torah, I want to hear a shir from you. So Amar Eni Lamdecha, right, because it was Sakanas Nefashos for Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. It's like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, as we know from the Gemara Shabbos, he would get himself into trouble afterwards. You know, he learned the lesson anyway. But he didn't need Rabbi Akiva to do it for him. But Rabbi Akiva didn't want him to be getting in trouble. But Rabbi Akiva really was, obviously Rabbi Akiva was willing to die for Torah. You can say, was this a stira? No, he needed Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai to live, to carry on Torah to the next generation. He wasn't telling Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, you shouldn't be moser nefesh for Torah. He's saying, don't commit suicide at this moment. Okay. So, Amar lo, Imena Tam Lamdeni, Aniomer li Yochai Abba umosrecha lemalchus. So Amar lo, as he starts threatening him, Bini Yoser, we'll always quote this line, Mimasha Egel rotze leinik, para rotze lahanik. Right, trust me, I'd want to teach you more than you want to learn from me. So Amar lo, mi besakana velo egel besakana. So Amar lo, in bikashta lechanik, hitala biilan gadol. So it's a great line in response, right? If you want to, you know, be strangled, so you know, attach yourself to a high tree. What does that mean? So the Rashbam explains, Lomar davar sheish malder bios v'kabel mimcho. Mishum denakat lishna dechanika nakat hitala bila. Lomar bifnei rav amar shmuosav mishmo. So this was like a little mini lesson that he was telling him in such a way that it wouldn't be explicitly divrei Torah. So Lomar davar sheish malder bios v'kabel mimcho. You should always speak in such a way, you know, to be tola be'ilan gadol lamud b'fnei rav amr shmuosav mishmo. That's a very big part of how we communicate. You know, I just mentioned, even without even thinking about it, this, how many times I heard this line from, you know, Rav Lichtenstein, certainly in Ilan Gadol and the Rav, you know, everybody, you know, nara nahara upashte according to their own masora, but it always has to be within that masora. Okay. Ukshatam elamid es bincha lamdeo b'sefer mugeh. Right, teach him from a good Koran Tanakh, not with any mistakes. So, ma'hi amarav v'yisemir rav b'sharshia b'chadita d'shabeshta kevan d'al al. The problem is that once a person gets a mistake into their heads, right, it doesn't really come out very easily. Lo sevashal b'kadir shabishal b'chaver chamaynu grusha b'chaybala damar mar galrush and asagrusha arba deos b'mita v'yisema filu b'almana l'fishem kol etzbal shabos. Right, this is obviously not something that is made for hagin, but something to be sensitive to. But again, you know, there are other factors involved. Mitzvah, the guf, gadol, ochal peros, veloschar mitzvah, the veloschar, mitzvah, veguf tar, nosa isha velobanin. Okay, so let's start with the second one, which is easier. In other words, if you want to, you know, do a mitzvah and keep your guf tar, even if you have children already, a person should try to remarry, especially if they're feeling pressure in that regard. Mitzvah v'guf gadol ochal peros. So basically, Rashbam explains there's a big mitzvah, as we know. Havei tavitenu de'machsaro asher yechsar lo. The highest level of tzedakah is to give a halva, somebody a job. So you can loan somebody money so they can purchase karka, and instead of expecting back the full payment in money, you could take peros a little bit. So that will be a very profitable venture for all parties involved. Zanena v'zanena. So Rashbam says, "Hilva maos lechaver chalkarka lechol peros binachiasa." Right, you can't be ribbis. You can't ask for the money back as well as the peros. Shetinaklo davar mua min adamim kimashkanta desura. V'hainu revach gadol v'gam mitzvahi sheishol loves char revach shetzarech lemaos eschora. They'll have a little bit of liquidity as well, so everybody wins. Arba dvarim tira ben akadosh esbana valdidar b'shachan siv mishum deleit sani havu. Again, you have to, you know, derech. Asher ha'ish asher lo halach otzas asher derech hatayim lo amar v'moshav leitzim lo yash. Again, latz is not just a leitzan in the modern idiomatic sense of the term. It's a cynical person, really. But again, you know, seriousness is very important. The Alteshim al Mita said Ramis, so 3 days. Vika da'armi de lo signi below Kriyashma, Vika da'armi de lo tinsav Giurta, Vika da'armi are mois mamish. Mishamaisa de Rav Papa, there's a maisa Rav Papa, there's a non Jewish woman that owed him money, and he kept on trying to collect money from her, and she strangled her son and her infant son and put him in the bed, and, you know, basically created a blood libel against Rav Papa. She said, "I'm going to get the money, why don't you sit here?" Rav Papa sat on the bed, the dead child was underneath the blanket. She said, "Yo, you killed my child," you know, the whole thing. So, you know, Al Teishiv Al Mitas Aramis, you can't be too careful. Al Taviyah Chatz Mechamina Mechas, you know, gotta pay your taxes. Dilma Mishku Lecha, Vishakli Micha called Is Lecha, right? When they come after you, they're gonna take much more than you originally owed. Val Tambor Bithne Ashur, Bishasha Olamina Agam, Mibne Ashat Sotan, Miraki, Bin Karnov, Amr Pshmo, Bishor Shachar, Viaminisan, timely limud. Tani Rav Oshaya, Marchikin, Mishor Tam, Chamishanam, Mishor Muad, Kimloena, Tani Mishmed Rav Meir, Reish Tura, Bidikula, even when they're eating, Sakl, Igra, Vishad, Targa, Bisusach, get rid of the ladder. Oxen are dangerous. Amarav, Niza the Torah, Hain Hain, Niza the Arye, Zaza, Niza the Gamla, Dada, Niza the Arba, Hilni, Hia, Hila, Hila, Kulia. Okay, so if you're afraid of a lion, or a Gamal, or you'll know what to say. Amar Abaye, or dag kos cham in beitzin, skinim, levanim, 6, kulan kashan dvaracher, tsaras, or man de gani amishcha de tzala, So that means somebody who lies down on a piece of skin that hasn't been fully prepared yet. In other words, the tanners or the professionals haven't done their full job yet. Apparently, that can generate tzaras. Dag is shivuta biyomei nisan, again timely. Kos shivri kasa deharsana. Chamin or chamime dechamima. Mishadri love a person who's used to putting very hot, almost scalding water on themselves. Beitzin man de midrach aklipim. The eggshells, kinim levanim, mande michvar levushe, person who you would call today bleaches their clothes, velo natrele tenai yome, he doesn't wait the requisite 8 days, vahadr lavushla, biryan, hanach kinim, vikashan dvarachim. So, good, the theory of life spontaneously generating, and good concern for that. So, Amr Papa, base of this, base shunra, if you have a cat in your house, anybody here have a cat? Pet? Cat? Anybody? Okay. We don't either. Base of this, base shunra, lenoel, bayinish, below misahane, my time, amishum de shunra, katil, lechivya, they like to kill snakes, veachale, veisbe bechivya, garmik tini, there's some like worms in there, veyasiv, garmik de chivya, kare, lo nafik, vistakin, it's like a hookworm, could get into your feet. So if there's a cat in the house, it will be eating snakes, and their innards will be, all over the place. And okay, ika de amri base of the lay space shenra. But if there's not a cat there, lo neil be inche be hachra my time adilma michrech be chivya velo yada mistakin. Right, the snakes are going to run wild. So this is a little bit of a talmudic lesson in the food chain here. It's hard to know the right balance to strike. So, if there is the cat there, you don't have to worry about the snakes, but you have to worry about the worms. If there isn't a cat there, then the snakes. So Shadvarim Tiva Rishmal Rabbi Yossi, as Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Al Tas Mum Be'atzmecha Samayi Lo Sevi Lecha Dina Ve'hadei Tvoa, so the Chadavi Ba'al Dinecha Utrei Sa'adei, right, they're going to pull a stunt on you, and they're going to, create litigation. Ve'al Tamar Al Amekach V'shashem Lecha Damim, this could be an issue of creating a sense of onah, mitzvah sheker tirchak. Rashbam points out here, there's also the opportunity cost. If you're looking at something, you really don't have intention to buy it, right? Somebody else might have in the meantime. Ishtecha tavla al tizakek la la rishonis. So let me just explain. We, have a tradition, b'nos Yisrael ha'chmir al-atzman, sheyoshua shevayamim al tipas dam kechardal. But in the old days, basically, there was just a rotation of 7 days of Nida and 11 days of Ziva. So they could be Shofos Dam, all 7 days of Nida, and the next night they could be Tahoros, right? If you wanted to be Mamid al-Din Torah. And so that first night, there was a concern of Kever Pasuach, that, that they really still were bleeding. That was the advice that they gave. Again, all of this is irrelevant today, because you don't even start counting the Sheva Nekiyim of Azava Gedola. Our Hilchos Nida are basically a combination of Hilchos Nida and Ziva. So again, it's not relevant to Halacha L'maisa for today. I'm a Rav. Uvenida Daraisa Ho, Vahuchzak Mayan Pasuach, Dil Mamash Chaziva, Shoshadvarim Ziva, Rabbi Yosir Behudas, Rabbi Altetzi Achidi Valaila, Val Tamod, Bifne Haner Aram, Val Tikani Samerchats, Chada Shema Tivchas, Ad Kama, Misho Ben Levi, Ad Yod Beis Chodesh. If you want to know, whether facilities are safe for usage, you got to wait a year. A pretty significant amount of time. The Altamo b'fnei aner arum, the Tanya omi b'fnei aner arum, heavy nichbe will be very bad for their health. And mishamish mitasul dar aner, having the banim nichbin. Tanu rabbanu mishamish mitasul amita shetinok yashin aleha usuk tinok nichbe. Velo amrana l'dul havi bar shasal, havi bar shasal leislan ba. Velo amrana l'digani l'hadi kare, avol gani l'hadi reshe leislan ba. Velo amrana l'dul manach yadei lave, manach yadei lave leislan ba. Okay, so a lot of caveats, in terms of the way that these halachos get played out, you have to look in Evan Hoyezer, at the right time, but it's there's some degree of flexibility. Let's just also remember, in the times of people here, they believe, there's like a constitutional right or an entitlement that everybody has their own space. That's not the way people used to live. And frankly, it's not the way people in many parts of the world still live, in terms of having private spaces within a home. Was not something that was readily, available. So you're reading this, Hamishamish Mitaso, Mita Shetinok Yashin Aleha, it sounds insane. But it should remind us of how privileged we are. And then, we can deal with the halachic aspects of that, as need be. So as I started to explain before, Mimnei Shigeris Bas Machlas Hiyu Shmones Ribo. That's a lot. Shamalachi Chavala Yotzin Vecholecha Vechad Yeshlo Rishus Lachaba Bifneyatzo Meikara Vishchicha Kulayoma. How did it become like a Wednesday night and Motzei Shabbos thing? So Zim Lachad the Pagim Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa Sarmele Lav De Michras and Alach Merkia His Harav Bchanina Vteraso Sakantich. So this is sort of like, you know, the Love on Yaakov conversation. Yesh Le El Yadil Asosi Machem Ra'a Velohei Avichem Emesh Hayah Elad Limor. You know, Yishamer Lecha Midaber Yaakov Tovad Ra. So they're saying, Chanina, like, we would have messed with you, but they told us we couldn't mess with you. So he goes, well, given that you can't mess with me, I'm going to mess with you guys. So Amar La, Yichashim Nebirakia, good to know, Gozer Ani Alalacha, Shalo Savuri B'Yishuv Le'olam. So Amar La, Ibn Tosa Minach, she says, that's a little harsh. Shavak Li Revacha Portas. He says, all right, I'll give you Friday night, and I'll give you Wednesday night. Or Tuesday night, you know. Lele Shabbosos, Velele Revi. I'll give you that. Vesuchad Zim the Pagare Babayis, Amrlai, Lavdi Michzel Achmarkiach, he's Harib Ben Achmani. Abai was an orphan, we talked about that recently, so he was raised by Rabbi Ben Achmani. So they called him, you know, Nachmani. Vesaraso, second Sikantich, Amrlai, Chazvin Berkiach goes, Rari Lechi Shalotavur Bishuli Olam. So Chazinan de Avra. So Imre Hani Gazyasa Ninhu, the Shanti Susia Viatu. Dabri lohu. So what does that mean? The Rashbam explains. I would be completely lost without this. Kshehochin b'mavuo shvilei kramim v'susein mishtamtin or barchin b'yishuv. So it happens in very rare situations. People are going in these sort of sidewinding paths, and their horses, you know, let's say run away and take them off the beaten track. That's where you might encounter them. Okay, so just let me pick up the Tosfos and Amud Aleph. Siva Rabbi Kiva as Rabbi Yeshua Benao, so that was Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karach, I quoted from the Rashbam. So Rabbi Yeshua Ben Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karach, Rabbi Kiva Kerea Chavik, Nermina Bechoros, Shei Ben Azai Yom, Rekol Chachma Yisrael Domin Lefanai, Keklipa As Hashem, right? Ben Azai was saying that he was, you know, greater than they were. Chutz Mina Kerea Chazah, right? Except for, you know, Rabbi Kiva, according to the Rashbam, Rabbi Kiva was his putative, would-be father-in-law, but then Ben Azai said, you know, Ma'esa libi chashka batora, Efshalo lomal yidei acherim, you guys all know, Yeshna adoresh, Ve'no no emekayim, Ben Azai takes the most strident view of somebody who's not Osek b'peria v'rivya, that he's memayit b'dmus, and not only that, but it's gilu shofech damim, so they got him on, and he said, Ma'esa, Efshalo lomal yidei acherim, Ve'nira, Right, it's not something that you would normally comment on. Ibn Azai kirao kein derech bidichusa. Right, when Ibn Azai referred to it, it was you know, derech bidichusa. So again, this is a sugya in its own right of a mechane shem mechavero. Derech bidichusa is only a heter. We know if the person's really okay with it. It can't be a one way bidichusa, right? Can't say it's a one-way joke. I was just kidding. Except the other person is mortally embarrassed and offended. And that's what we call hamal b'mtei chaver b'rabim, and that's what we would say is you don't have a chiluk in olam haba. It's a very serious thing. So for Ben Azai, there was a kind of a warmth there. It was you know, an intimate kind of a thing, but that he would be known as Rabbi Yeshua ben Karacha seems the Bali Tosfos far-fetched. So shebeshta da'al. This is a big. So again, Baba Basra, about what kind of, you know, Mikre Deradki do you want? Yoav ben Tsruya nearly, well, depends which day you hold like, but he may have actually killed his childhood Melamed over Timchas Zachar Amalek, because it was actually Zechar Amalek. And Yoav only killed the Zacharim of Amalek. So this is again, Baba Basra, Yad Chafal of Midbay. So that this line of Shebeshta came into Al, came from there. You know, that once Yoav had sort of integrated into his mind, there was no way he could get it out. So Tema de Rava Gufa is lay below Yachbor, Baba Basra, in second parak, Shibishta Mimele Nafka. No, it comes out on its own, so you don't need the most expert. Better to have the biggest Talmidei Chachamim, even if they're sort of less Miduyak. You know, Veishlomar de Hainuk, Shalome, Kame de Garis. The Iri b'sefer sheno muga. If you're going to give somebody a sefer that just, you know, is a corrupted text, so mechal sifro, Ve'eno yotze midei ta'uso. So even those who are relatively, you know, sanguine or optimistic about people, you know, sort of improving their textual skills later on, right, if you're going to hand them a sefer she'eno muge, so that's going to be a problem. So mechal sifra ve'eno yotze midei ta'uso. That's the ultimate shevesh kevan da'al al. You would never say about that, even if you're willing to say in other cases of, you know, an instructor, shevesh'ta mimela nafka, you know, that a person, when they get older, they can always look into the text and correct it. And that opportunity is not going to be available if you had a sefer she'eno muge. So, again, it's always important to get, as my father likes to say, the best materials. Okay, so just, you know, a few very important points that we discussed. That was one of them. Shibeshta kevan da'al al. We always want to be especially precise. That sort of dovetails with the mission avos of halomed yelad l'mahu doma, right? Dio al nir chadash. We want to take advantage of those years as much as possible. We talked about the dialectic of asei shavas v'chol v'al titzarech l'brios on the one hand, and also heviaz kenamer of kal kenesher atz kitzvi gibor kari lasos v'tzon avich shavashamayim. When it's possible to mekayim shneihem, you should be mekayim shneihem. Always remember this line: Yoseri masha egel rotz aleinik par rotz alahanik. The Rebbe always wants to teach more than the talmidim want to learn. You know, so it wasn't a question of Rabbi Kiva not wanting to teach Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, but eventually he does give him this line, Yimikashta lechane kitala bilan gadol. We always want to, you know, attach ourselves to be part, you know, of a masora is, you know, an invaluable kind of a thing. And even in just in terms of a way that's bederach shemoshe chesalev, that too, you know, is very important. Okay, yeah, I guess hold it up here, and then tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, at 7:45, we'll continue forward. We're getting really close to being back in, you know, Psachim, Kaf Yadalad. We'll be back, so by Monday night, Mirtz Hashem. But this, you know, it's always nice to get a little bit of exposure, and, you know, we're getting really close within a week, which is a great thing. So, hope everybody's doing well, and I look forward to continuing on, and we can, I think, really, really say we're in the home stretch, and thank God. With the Daf Yomi people, we never, ever get overconfident, you know, al-tiftach ba'atzmecha. We always know what they're capable of as they reach, you know, the end of a masechta, they get particularly, you know, unpredictable. But we'll, I think, hold them off. We'll make sure of it.